Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? You already know what it is.
Yes, you do.
It's Not That Serious, the podcast. It's another week.
Another
episode.
Yeah.
Of what? I'll tell you what. The greatest podcast known to man and Homo sapien ape. Okay? We're back for another week of the greatest podcast. We're here to give you, to spit the knowledge.
Yeah.
To give the mathematics.
Give you the word.
Shout out to the 5%ers.
All of them.
Shout out to Jay Electronica. You fat, lazy fuck.
Yeah, that nigga, man.
You never...
He's a piece of work, isn't he?
He's a piece of work. He's probably the biggest piece of work in hip-hop.
He's the Joe Johnson of rap.
And it's so... Wow. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, there it is. Right there.
He's a Joe Johnson.
I was waiting for the right equivalency for that nigga,
fucking Joe Johnson.
Yeah.
He sucked all the money out of everything and gave us the bare fucking
He swindled. He's kind of a legend when you think about it.
Low-key.
Because he got all this money off potential.
Yeah, he showed you
he gave you like 9 songs. Like, nigga, I could spit these bars, but I'm gonna never do it again. Ever do it again. Like, my Cheeto dust crusted fingers are never gonna pick up a pen and write anything again. Corey, you ever listen to Jay Electronica? You've never listened at all? Do you even know who we're talking about?
I do know who he is, but I just never took the
Okay. I want to give you one song. I want you to listen to Exhibit C on your own time.
Yeah. Isn't that like his only project?
It's a single. Best song, probably his most known song.
Yeah, the last song that he did was with Chance the Rapper on his album. That was a shocker.
It was so funny because the first time I heard about him, I heard about him from my father.
What, Exhibit C?
Yes, he was like about Jay Electronica. Yeah. He was like, "You ever heard him?" I was like, "Nah, fuck that," because I blew him off. Because my dad doesn't know shit.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about no.
Then I heard it, I was like, "Whoa!" I'm not even trying to be funny. Like a single tear dropped out of my eye. Like I was like Denzel Washington in Glory. Like
that was pretty mind blowing.
Like, I was like, "Yo, this nigga is rapping, and he restored the feeling within inside of me."
Yeah, I think Sean put me on him. Thing.
And that was like during
we were in middle school.
The snap your fingers era.
Yeah.
And this nigga just came out and he was rippity rapping his black ass off.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I need more of this. So the mixtape. And then just years of waiting and he never dropped anything ever again. I hate you for that. I just want you to, if you're listening to this podcast, which I know you are. I know you're a loyal listener, Jay Electronica. I want you to know that I'm very disappointed in you. How dare you rap like that on that song and never give us a project?
It's the Erykah Badu pussy, bro. It's the Badu pussy.
Is that what it is?
It's the Badu pussy effect.
Andre. Yeah,
nigga, did you see that?
Who else she was with?
Did you see that Common went into rehab because he had an addiction to love? I know. AKA Erykah's pussy. That's what happened.
Erykah's vagine.
Yeah. He got in there. He's like, I'm just addicted to Erykah Badu's box.
Motherfucker.
Come on,
son. He made Common become an actor.
Yeah.
But like, going off on what Common said, what do you think about that?
What, addicted to love?
Yeah.
I think it's something.
What the fuck is addicted to love? What is that?
What
he means is like, let's just say you get out of a long-term relationship, right? At the peak of that long-term relationship, obviously you guys are madly in love with each other, right? Mm-hmm. What he means is he's just trying to catch that feeling with like the next situation. But you know, with that next situation, you got to build to that.
That means you're chasing. That sounds like you're chasing a feeling.
Yeah,
chasing a high.
That's exactly.
Oh, so he's addicted to that feeling.
Yeah, that's it. That's common. I think that's extremely common.
That is.
But calling it addicted to love is a little like
corny.
Cliche.
Like a bitch. Yeah. Bitch-made-y?
Yeah, bitch-made-y.
Bitch-made-like?
Yeah, I would never say, oh, I'm a dick.
A little, oh, how we say in the game, pussy?
a little.
I'm just addicted to love. No, nigga, you're sad. It's a
pandering?
It's and we understand. You can be sad.
On some Def Greg shit.
But you're not suffering from an illness, nigga. Yeah. There's niggas out there that are their kids starving.
Well, you can't even say he's
with
really
worms in their belly. You're not addicted to love, you little prick. You're rich. Shut up, suck it up, and make another album with a brown cover. fucking Common. Like another album. No, you just it's you missed the firebox.
Yeah.
Now hold up. Perfect. Like we. This is the worst way to start a podcast, but fuck it.
Is it any of? No, there we go.
Why don't we do it anyway? This is what we do. Yeah. This is what we do. Anyway,
we do whatever we want.
Now, when it comes to box, celebrity woman box, we've dabbled in this topic before, but we never had like a comparison. Who do you think has the more lethal box out of the two champions? I think in like lethal celebrity woman box world, it's Erykah Badu and Ariana Grande.
Wait.
Because they both have severe records.
God, yeah.
No, well, having sex with one of them is illegal.
First of all,
Ariana Grande is
grown. Shut the fuck 13. Up. Shut up.
Shut up. She's grown.
She's the same age as us.
She looks. I mean, I would do
the same age as us.
How old does she look?
She's the same age.
She looks
15.
She looks like.
I'm not having sex with her. Big Sean, I'm arresting you.
She looks like a preteen. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She looks like next classified school survivor guy.
I'm looking at a dude funny if he's sexualizing her. That's weird to me.
But she, at the end of the day, she's still a grown woman. My
she's like 25.
Yeah,
I mean, she might not have the, but people might be looking like petite women. Like she's a petite woman.
Nah, Karrueche's petite. She looks like a grown ass woman.
Nah, Karrueche's thick now. Honestly, she's slim.
The only difference is, damn you, Victor. If Ariana Grande wore her hair down, she would Victor be different. Cruz. But she just keeps wearing it in that nut ass ponytail.
Yeah, if she just got rid of that nut ass ponytail. She's
got to wear it down. It look like
she'd be a woman.
Look like 100% Puerto Rican. That she is not.
Yeah,
she's not. Yeah, she's actually not. She's not Hispanic at all. She's like Sicilian.
Yeah, I'm about to say she's Italian.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, that's why
she. Oh, are you serious?
Nah, she is white on purpose.
Yeah, she is white as hell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but niggas thought since her last name was Grande that she was like, you know.
Yeah.
No. Last name, bro?
I think it is.
I didn't want to believe that because I didn't want to sound like an ignorant nigga. Like, but her last name is Grande. Could have been a stage name.
Mm, I think that's her real last name. Yeah, she's been out here finessing. And especially since she's going through her little black girl phase.
Yeah, she. But honestly, I'm looking. All right, so
you would think she's Hispanic.
Corey's showing me a picture of Ariana Grande right now. Yes, she looks like she's 12 and a half.
12 and a half years old.
She looks it. I understand. She looked like she just got a period 2 months ago. I hear you. Yeah. But I think a lot of that look just comes from that ponytail. Show me a picture of her without a ponytail. She looks way older.
Yeah.
She looks like a grown ass. She looks older. In that picture, she looks like she's in her
20s. Yeah. It's the ponytail.
She looks acceptable in that picture.
Yeah.
When you look at her without.
You saw this one?
No, that's what I'm showing him now.
That's okay, a lady. That's a young lady right there. Yeah. 100%. Like, you got that.
It's the ponytail. That's
but, now back to my point of comparing the boxes. Now, both of these have amazing track records. And the adverse effects that they put their victims under.
Man, listen.
Now I will start. Let's start with Erykah Badu, Earthy Chick. You already know Earthy Chicks be having the fire. Any bitch that just goes off vibes and has crystals because they use them Yanni crystals.
Yeah. We just found out what that. I didn't know what that was.
Yo,
did you know what a Yanni crystal is?
Do you know what Yanni steam is?
I don't know what Yanni means.
Listen. Hotep's got a whole lot of ways to like get their coochies right. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Oh my god. I knew you were gonna do that, so I picked up my phone. Hold up.
Me and LZ, you know, we had our event on the weekend, the Mother's Day event. Shout out to Newports and News. Out in Philly, we did a Mother's Day event. We was out there chilling, you know, just networking, hosting, doing
double little event.
A little cool little vibe, you know what I mean? You know, there were some vendors out there, and one of them is Herb and Temple on Instagram.
Herb and Temple.
Herb as in her, herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Herb and Temple. Okay. Now, she sells, like, she's a part of that crystal vibe, sage burning, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then she had a little stand up. She had a lot of stuff. She said, "Oh, like yeah, I'm selling Yanni crystals." And the word Yanni triggered because I know what Yanni means. Yanni means vagina. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "What's a Yanni crystal?" So they have something called a Yanni crystal, which is like vaginal rejuvenation surgery for hoteps.
Basically, it aligns your pussy chakras. Yeah,
That's literally what she said. She said aligns your vibrations of your vagina, like the vibrations
through your vagina. Yes. And you put this little rock. Put this rock in their vagina, mm-hmm. and she was like, "It also helps with your Kegels because you got to keep the rock."
Really, that's
in
what
there.
You're really doing.
Yeah, you're really just keeping a rock in your vagina.
Yeah, it's like you're using your their Kegel muscles in the vagina to
It balances your energies.
So it's like working out the walls of your vagina like that.
And I was like, "Well, why don't you just put a dick in it?"
And I mean, that also helps. I've been told. But like, yeah, so. What were we talking about? So yeah, Erykah Badu. She uses Yanni crystals on the
She definitely uses
Yanni rocks on the regular, so she's facts. The snatchback is incredible.
Yeah, definitely, okay? For sure.
It's like a motherfucking sand trap.
She got the motherfucking
Chinese trap.
Then she got the gripping and what was the nigga saying?
Gripping and hugging.
Gripping and hugging.
Squirting and farting.
Booty hole soaking wet. Yeah, booty hole soaking wet.
Please pull up that video. Fart. No, actually, I have it in my phone. So yeah, I'm about to say,
can we just play that?
Can we?
Apparently, he's a felon.
No fucking shit.
All right, so apparently, background.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, what's the background story?
All right, guys, I'm very, very sorry. We're not cohesive at all right now.
No, y'all.
We haven't even introed the podcast
First of
yet.
All, you know what, Mike? We're going to stop apologizing to these niggas because they know what the fuck this is.
You know
what?
Fuck it. We'll introduce you in a minute. But before we continue with the Ariana Grande, Erykah Badu, Yanni Crystal pussy debate.
Yeah.
We're gonna start with this.
Yeah.
So on the internet... In another never-ending series of you niggas are criminally horny, we saw this video.
He left a like a Facebook voice message in this girl's DMs
from prison,
and he was definitely stroking his dick.
Yes,
as he was saying this.
And
which you will be able to tell because he's very repetitive.
And he just
and that's only something that you can only be repetitive in something like that when you're like simultaneously doing something,
and he just
that's like that's what it was.
And he's just telling her all the many ways he wants to enjoy his time with the young lady.
Yeah.
How so? I'm going to play it for you now.
You might as well.
I will do a warning for you guys listening at work.
Not safe for work.
It is not safe for work. So please.
Unplug your headphones and play it for the office.
I'll play it. Yo, bring that one coworker.
Yeah. Get the one
bring
coworker.
Him in. Bring your work wife or your work husband in. Yeah.
Not your work mom.
Not
work mom. No.
You'll be in HR in a second.
Yeah.
She won't be looking out for you when you come in late. Mm-hmm. I'll play it for you now. Enjoy.
Nicki Minaj sitting here fantasizing. By laying you on your stomach and tune that big old red ass up and spread and folding the big old red ass cheeks and long digging that pussy till it's squirting and farting, squirting and farting, squirting and farting.
Poetic.
Got that douche hole soaking wet. You throwing that back and it's gripping and hugging the dick. No making it grip and fart. Stroke, making that pussy squirt and fart.
He's stroking his dick as he
does.
I still got it gripping and farting. Every stroke, I'm hitting the core, making it fart. In the bottom of that pussy, making it fart. You moan.
He was clearly doing that for
gripping
himself.
And that's
gripping and farting. Gripping and farting.
12, 15 minutes in, we already got the name of the episode. Gripping and farting. Done. Look at us. Farting. Gripping and farting.
Gripping and farting.
Gripping and farting.
Gripping and farting.
Gripping and hugging. Stooky hoes. Soaking wet.
Soaking
wet.
Now, he may be a wordsmith because that's exactly what the fuck be going
on. That's art to me, honestly.
I see it. If you don't see it.
When I look at what you may call a dookie hoe, what did you want soaking wet? Who wants a dry dookie hole? I know I wouldn't.
Not I.
I think if I had a choice between a wet dookie hole and a dry one.
And a dry one.
My preference might lean towards the moist dookie hole.
The moist dookie hole.
And you not just moist, moist soaking wet.
Yeah, soaking wet. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Who doesn't like a well moisturized dookie hole?
Because if it's not, then it's not going to be dripping. What's and farting. What's the point? Yeah. Gripping and farting. Yeah. Gripping and farting.
It's not
stroking it's not, and hugging.
Yeah, gripping and hugging.
In the core. In the core.
In the core. I'm in the bottom of the pussy.
The bottom of the dookie hole. Soaking wet. Soaking wet. He's one for repetition, boy.
He'll take that in his eye patch.
He can write somebody's course for real.
Never, he sounded like he had an eye patch.
Oh, he sounded like he squirted himself in the eye with his nut. And he kept going for willpower purposes. He's like, I need to convey this message of gripping and farting.
Gripping and farting. Like,
so
I don't think anybody would want to hear that. Like, that is
he
not,
should go to jail for that.
Yeah, he nah, should get more
he's
time.
He's in jail already.
He's got to get more time.
But they
on.
Need to give him more. Yeah,
because there's no way that
you need another five. That's assault,
harassment, and assault.
That's assault. And like, I don't know. I never knew you could physically assault somebody with words, but that physically assaulted me. I feel.
Hey,
it.
I stepped back from my phone when I heard it.
I had to wipe it.
Yeah, I felt it with my body. My motherfucking ass tingled. I was like,
I turned my brightness down. I was like, oh my God.
My motherfucking peen shriveled up. I sunk into myself like a motherfucking turtle head. I'm like gripping and hugging.
Squirting and
sheesh.
Fine.
Speaking of gripping and farting, Ariana Grande and Erykah Badu.
Listen, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you how these two aren't really comparable.
How they're not?
Like, Mac Miller, like, died. So, like...
Nah, but he was depressed before he started messing with her.
I'm not even going to say... Not really,
it was
kind of
like...
I wasn't including him. And I'm going to want to do that. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. Yeah. R.I.P. All that. I wasn't including... I was talking about the adverse effects he had on Big Sean.
Yeah.
Pete.
That nigga, his head.
She turned Pete inside the fuck out.
And then left him out to dry.
Nah, he did some savage shit.
What did he do?
I heard he was texting Mac Miller's phone. I think I said
that's a rumor.
Yeah, it was some weird shit. There was some, I do remember that rumor, but I don't think it was true.
Okay.
That's not true, man.
Yeah.
But like, he got, she like, she made motherfucking Big Sean cheat on Janae. Just so she could sniff, just so he could sniff the box one more time.
Because apparently they're back.
And he did. Yeah, it looks like them. I saw that picture on IG.
Well, apparently, because she put out the song "Triggered," so she put out the
y'all heard that song?
Yeah,
fire.
It's some girl's anthem right now.
Yeah,
some girl, all girls.
99.9% of them.
You know how many captions that's getting off?
Oh yeah, but she put out the picture with Big Sean after that just to prove that like they were cool or whatever. Because people thought they weren't cool after she put that song out. But she was like, this song's from like a minute ago. I just put it out.
Da-da-da-da. I just know that if he hasn't been beaten this entire time, he can beat whenever he wants.
Who?
Big Sean.
For what?
Janae Aiko. Like, he can hit that off whenever he wants.
She had his face tatted on him. Yes.
Yeah. He can hit whenever.
Whenever.
Whenever he fancies.
Yeah. She was head over heels for that nigga. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's crazy anyway. She even said it in the song. Like, she's crazy.
I guess they're not comparable, I guess. Because. Well, I know Erykah Badu, she like. Got niggas who can rap really well, not wanting to rap no more.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
She turned one nigga into an actor.
Yeah.
She made all her rapper boyfriends retire from rap or move away from rap.
They all did. And you understand prime, too.
And these are all elite rappers.
Yeah, top tier niggas.
Fucking with you if you're not.
That's here. Like Kim Kardashian making Reggie Bush quit football.
Like, yeah.
And then Khloe Kardashian making James Harden quit basketball.
He's right, though.
Yeah.
And then Kendall Jenner making Travis Scott quit rap.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons retired now.
No, you mean Kyrie? No, wait, no.
Kendall.
Oh, the Kylie Jenner. Then Kendall.
It's them hoes. Bitches. No. Them bitches.
No, them hoes.
Them hoes.
I mean.
Whatever.
But, welcome to Not That Serious, the podcast,
you're
guys.
You're here. You're in it.
You're in what's it. Going on, everybody? Big Mike in the building.
LZ.
And we got Sis Corey in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're going to start with some foolishness because...
start with some foolishness.
Yeah, because I'm just looking at the docket we wrote, you know, the little list we wrote up today. And then the first thing it triggered me because this started from an argument we had earlier this week. And I was like, I'm not going to engage with you right now because Corey brought something up. And I really hope he brought evidence today or some facts or whatever. He, like, some type of supporting evidence to back up his claim and he wasn't just trolling. And all I said to him was, like, listen, I'm not going to engage with you right now. I'm not going to argue with you right now. Bring it to the podcast. And what he decided to say was, okay. And what is this argument? He said that Drake is a better rapper than who now? Say it again.
Tupac.
Into the mic, sir.
Said Drake is superior lyrically than Tupac.
Okay.
Overall, he's been a rapper.
And? You also said.
Oh, Biggie as well, too.
There we go.
You also said that Drake can out-rap everyone except for Rick Ross.
Yeah, because Rick Ross is like a tot.
Which is like...
Basically saying Rick Ross is the best rapper of all time.
Which is...
No. No, that's not what I was saying.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? You're losing me. Into the mic.
Well, I was just saying, like, I feel like Julian made a point of saying, like, Kendrick and J. Cole. And I just feel like bar for bar, he could compete with them.
No.
Yeah, even like with like Pusha T. Like, even when we look at the tracks that were put out, the best song that had the best lyrics was Drake's song. Pusha T was just more disrespectful. We get it. Cool. But the best lyrical song.
That's what you're saying.
And y'all swear Drake's not lyrical gifted.
I don't think anybody ever said he's not
lyrically
gifted.
Nobody said that.
There are people that feel like he's
that's
lyrical.
Fine. I'm saying he's not. It's like me saying, okay.
Like, Giannis, like I feel like.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is really great at basketball, but he's not better than KD.
That's fine, but I just feel like lyrically, bar for bar, he could keep up with those guys.
I
feel like he's a better rapper than them.
He can't.
He's not a better rapper.
He's not a better rapper than anyone.
Than anyone?
Not any one of those. He's not better than Kendrick.
Better than Cole.
He's not better than Cole. And I
that's actually not even like.
And I'm king shit on Cole, yeah, but he's not a better rapper than Cole. It's not feasible.
He's a better popular
rapper. Give me
rap
evidence to suggest. Give me songs. Give me like verses that would suggest to me that he is better at rapping than J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar.
He's a pop rapper.
And I'm not even going to... We're going to stop saying Kendrick Lamar because that's not even fucking...
That's not fair to Kendrick.
It's not
even funny.
It's not even because we're wasting his time. So let's just stick with J. Cole. Go ahead.
Well, you don't feel like lyrically he's all that anyway. So why you even put
I
that?
Think
we just said he was boring. That's
I said he's like. Boring, and I said he's musically stale.
Yeah,
that's been my beef with J. Cole this whole time. And he raps when he chooses to rap. That's my issue. Like he on his own songs, he raps garbage. But I'll put any of his features that he put up last year. Over anything Drake has
First
been
of all, that on. Verse from A Lot was crazy.
That A Lot verse.
That was wild.
Done.
Yeah. That's just one.
So I wanted. What's Drake doing? What? The Nonstop? I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga? Yeah. That's what you coming with?
Nah. Hold on.
I'm waiting. Like,
Drake is like, he's just a pop rapper. Like,
yeah, bro. He's
emotionless.
Like,
emotionless, like that. That
I don't remember this. I really don't.
You wouldn't. Like, no,
because it's probably part of one of the.
You're not a Drake
songs.
Fan.
I like Drake. Like, I'm just not a stan.
Yeah, I'm not about to sit here and say he's out rapping.
Like, no, like emotionless. Cole. He's coming.
Okay,
he's coming.
And on a song, you gave me one song.
No, I'm just saying when it comes time to rapping, we've shown. I think he's shown that lyrically.
He's competent, yes. I will agree.
I think he's more than competent. I'm just thinking of let me just put in a realm of him going at rappers.
Listen, man.
Like Stay Scheming, that was bad. That was bad for Common. And he out rapped Ross.
Common is washed.
That was then you know what? Put the noose around Meek's neck. Oh, that was easy. And then
Meek to death.
Yeah. But even prior,
the bars weren't that it. Now the bars
back was funny.
It was funny. But there were no bars in that.
Not even
back to back. Even Charged Up had more bars than back to back. He even said that.
No, but even the bars on when he was going at Pusha, I was pretty impressed.
Listen, man.
But I mean, you lost the battle though.
I mean, he wasn't as mean as Pusha. I get it, but the bars were better.
That's what you do in the battle, my nigga.
If we're gonna go with the best bars, then Drake won.
We're not doing that though.
Exactly. But I'm saying the bars. The best bars were by Drake.
It's a battle.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but where in that leads me to believe he's better than J. Cole at rapping?
Pusha T's supposed to be the rappity rap nigga.
He is.
Where the bars at?
So you're gonna judge Pusha T on two songs?
I'm not, but I'm just saying.
Two songs that came out within a week of each other? You think, all right, so you think
you're not going to change my mind. We don't even have to argue. You're not going to change
my mind. It's clearly no change of mind because you're in a place of it's not logic. I don't understand. Like, yeah. I think he's cool. I think I think he's all right. I think he's not. I'll even say he's pretty good.
He is.
On a bad day, he's fucking trash.
On a bad day, he fucking stinks.
Listen, when Drake,
on a bad day, he's horrid.
Your goat calls him a lyrical genius.
Okay? Who's my goat?
Kanye.
Who called him a lyrical genius?
He calls him up for a reason.
Clearly, he must have been on the opioids.
Kanye's had a ghostwriter for years. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
I'm not depending on another nigga who can't really rap like that.
Kanye stopped rapping. We knew that. But listen.
That's like TJ McConnell. Like, yo, that dude's really nice. Yeah, I'm not taking your word for it.
Come on, dog.
You suck.
But hearing Drake, like, yeah, he was killing certain songs, but like, it's like comparing, like, you know what it's like? It's like seeing Melo in that gym by himself. Like, damn, that nigga is nice. Damn, that nigga is nice. With the hoodie on, and he's in there by himself, and he's hitting all these turnaround jumpers.
But then you gotta realize
when he gets on the court with a bunch of niggas.
Then he's like, oh, he has to play next to James Harden now.
What do you mean?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, I'm looking at Drake's rap solo. He's pretty damn good, but then when I look at other rappers like Kendrick, and Kendrick is James Harden, I'm like, oh,
you don't really look so hot.
You cool, but you hit that
in the gym by yourself.
But you're not
hitting it in the gym with this nigga in your face.
Off a step back.
You're not doing it with one eye open 48 minutes, nigga.
Why you blowing a fart out?
Fuck out of here.
I'm sorry.
You're not.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's just not what I say. It's what most of the rap world says.
Hey, it's okay. He'll put up 40 by himself in the
gym. He's still going to sell out the world.
He's going to buy a jet.
He's popular. Y'all seen his jet?
Nigga, did you see the inside of that bitch?
You don't think he bought it?
Nah, I don't think his money's that long. I don't think people understand how much like that is.
Because you're an aviation man.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. I'll break it down for you.
I get how much that is, but I don't think people would understand how long his money really is.
Drake has long enough money to
At the end, he's not an athlete. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Like people gotta understand, like rap is not as lucrative as they make it seem.
But when you're Drake,
I'm pretty sure I would be. It's more believable if a star athlete would have did that than Drake.
You think so?
Drake sells out arenas.
Even entertainers will tell you we wish we had players' money.
But when's listen.
I don't know, bro.
I think Drake's money is really like that because
when Drake got that long money. Bro.
When's the last time he has
signed to cash money? Then he signed like Young Money after that. He's not making that much money off music. Let's just get that off.
But listen,
it doesn't have to be just off music, bro. He got the brand. He does clothing shows.
He does club appearances.
All the
shows and the club appearance is tied into this 360.
But think how much money
the clothing.
Yeah, and he has his own.
All right, let me just break this down into that. Mm-hmm. All right. That plane costs almost.
What is that plane?
That's a 767, right?
So Boeing.
Boeing 767. So that is the plane that I'll be on Monday when they take that overseas, right? Airlines, multi-billion-dollar airlines, take a loss on that if they don't fill it up, right? Because it takes $13,000 to operate per hour. Okay, put that in $13,000 to operate per hour, right?
So, and this, like, is this before it even takes off, just to turn it on?
This is all. It's all about fuel. It's almost six figures just to get it to a full tank. That's why I keep saying a billion dollar industry takes a loss on that sometimes. We're not comparing. I'm not comparing Drake's pockets to Delta or American Airlines. Not that long. Like, it's not. I feel like he leased it with a few other people, and they're leasing. He's not, and he's, and I think he's just doing that to prop up that. Air Drake is cool, fine, you did that. But do I think he owns that 767? Hell no. There are billionaires.
There's some random Russian billionaire about to be using the Drake plane?
Yes.
Because he went in on him with that?
Yes. Nigga, $13,000 an hour?
That's
like,
what
it is. Like, imagine if he goes to London. That's a 7-hour flight. Let's do the math on that. Right, so we're gonna do 13,000 times,
and that's right? Just to run the plane.
And this is just to get to London, really? Like, come on,
$1,000.
Yeah, like, that's come on, way. That's just one way. You fucking should know.
Just for the fuel, and that's not even for like the electrical.
That's not even maintenance. That's not even a pilot's salary. That's pilot. Just getting there. If you're a pilot on that plane, you're making it. I'm not even gassing. You're making probably an hour, $60 to $65 an hour. You're getting six figures. You're getting at least $130 a year if you're flying that plane, right? And let's put this into fact. If because it's a 767, when you're dealing with areas like that, you can't just have two pilots because people get sick. So you need at least four. At least four.
Fuck.
At least. Right? Right? And by law, if that flight is a certain amount of time, they have to have four pilots on board anyway. Right? Right? Not even that. Then, look, and I know this because my supervisor at my current job is a corporate pilot on the side. Now, he needs salary when he's not flying, he's overseas. You're still paying that salary. Paying for food, and you're paying for hope, and you're paying for lodging. My boss ain't staying in it. He's not staying in a hotel that's not five stars. I will put him on the phone now. He will not stay in a hotel that's not five stars. That's why I keep saying, like, people, oh, he bought that plane. He did not buy that plane. You really think? Are you kidding me?
$91,000
just to get there. We're not even talking about salaries, bro.
That's just for the plane move.
That's just for the plane to move, take off, and land. We're spending $91,000, right? And the thing is, and when a plane like that, you're not flying that from JFK to Miami because it just doesn't make sense.
Mm.
It doesn't make sense, right? Mm. So why buy a plane to only go from like here to like Dubai? That doesn't make sense. And even if you really want to go to Dubai, is it really worth it? Cause like, come on now, it doesn't make sense.
So was he using the plane for? Where's he going?
I think it's a prop. I think he leased it. I think he put some money into it.
Just for like for short flights, just to start.
He
definitely put some money into it.
Absolutely,
but I don't think he.
But you think like the practical use of it?
It doesn't make sense.
Is it practical to use it for like short flights to stunt?
No, hell, for airliners don't even do that. And people are paying to be on that.
So he's saying if you're going to use it, you got to use it for the long, long
flights. Yeah, that's what it's for. Mm. That's what it's for. That's just like
what's a long enough flight for that to make that feasible to you?
All right, to make it feasible for me,
let's say we're taking off from Newark.
We're taking off from Newark
International.
We're taking off from Newark. We could go to. We can go to Lagos. This? We can go to Africa.
That's the short. Yeah, Africa makes it feasible for you.
Makes it feasible. We can go to London. We can go to Paris.
London?
Yeah, we can go to London. We can go to Paris. We can go to Dubai. Depending on which route you take, you're not going to be able to get to Asia because it's not. You can't fly that long. Depending on what route you take, right? So, but we can go to Hawaii. That's 12 hours, though, right? So let's put that into perspective. So let's just say Drake leaves. He has a show at JFK, right? He's going to leave and he's going to go to Hawaii.
Damn!
What's the figure?
$156,000,
and that's an actual flight. You can do that. You can go from JFK to Hawaii, and this is what
one way.
Like, come on, like all no. Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's not even paying the pilots. That's not if you want to have stewardesses like to take care of you.
Yeah.
That's not even like maintenance on the motherfucker. And then how much is it just to keep it sitting on? I know it got to cost to keep it like
No. You have to pay to keep it ranked. Yeah, you have to pay for a parking spot. That's not really expensive. That might be like $100, a couple, depending on how big the plane is, because obviously the bigger the area, the more expensive it is. If you're going to put it in a hangar, it's going to cost you almost a rack a day just to leave it there, just to leave it parked.
So basically, Drake doesn't have a fucking plane.
No, I think he has a plane, but like if you look at like most rappers, like to be honest, flying corporate like a private jet is not as expensive as you would think.
Yeah, because when niggas they rent those private jets,
exactly. Like, it's not but like Drake cannot go to JFK Airport. He cannot go to Newark. Like he can't. Like he's gonna get hassled. It's just not fair. I wouldn't even want him to do that, right? But like how most major airports are doing it now. If you're like a star or something like that, they're gonna put you in a car and they're gonna drive you directly to the plane. I've actually showed Julian that.
Yeah, I've seen
like
that.
They do that. But as far as like Drake owning that plane by himself, it's not realistic. Like, bro, there are billionaires who don't even do that. You don't even see Diddy doing that. Like, come on now. You think his money's longer than Diddy's? Hell no. Mm-mm. No. Now, like, my boss, I'm not even supposed to say this. My boss flies for the owner of Sam's Club. That's who his boss is, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't even do that. He's the owner of Sam's Club. You get Sam's them fucking Club. Ribs? You get my boss's boss.
You gotta have a membership to shop.
Exactly.
Yeah, nigga, they don't even let you.
That nigga.
Yeah, they don't let you get a pack of gum without a membership.
He flies the nigga that owns Walmart. Like, no. Fuck. And he doesn't even do that.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, the nigga that owns Walmart, his plane can fit like 13, 15 people. Nigga, you think Drake is buying 767 or 130? Nigga, what? Shut up.
That's how many people would fit? 130?
Yeah, you can fit a small. You can fit like a $130. But his is private.
I was about to say, it was definitely like a private. Did you see the inside of it?
Yeah, I saw it. It looked like a hotel.
Yeah.
No, but if they put, if that was a Delta plane, it'd feel like a $130.
Okay.
Right. You're not doing that. Stop, Drake. I get it. I'm a Drake stan. Like, all right,
yeah.
Like, yeah, but no,
you're certified.
We talked about it.
He got his owl card in his wallet.
Yeah.
Look, we talked about it in this group chat full of aviators. Yeah. We all was like, fuck out of here, dude. You're not on that. And like, put like this. What most people don't know, airliners, they don't even own planes.
And let's just be clear, right. Podcast listen, this nigga knows what he
knows.
Corey knows what the fuck he's talking.
That's why we let him talk that long.
That's why we let him cook. You know, we never let Corey talk this long.
Never. But last point. Like, I went to an all aviation university. It's number one in the USA. But anyway, my school, we don't even own airplanes. We rent them.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Because it's so expensive.
Yeah. So, you just rent them. Like, airliners, like, because, like, a plane like that, fresh off the factory, it's going to cost you over $100 million. You're not buying that in one pop. So, you got to rent it. Yeah. You just lease it. Just like a car.
But, Jesus Christ. Well, Drake, you're a fraud.
I mean, he's just doing Drake shit.
He was lying because he was on that thing. He's like, no timeshare, no time clock. Like, he wasn't sharing that with no nigga. So, you sharing that with other Russian billionaires because you're not buying that shit by yourself.
If anything, he probably got it with the Raptors or some shit. Like, it's probably through them.
He got it with, like, a side Majiri.
Yeah, it's probably through something like that. But,
you know.
Yeah. When you put it in perspective like that, it doesn't make sense for him to have his own plane.
You know, speaking of Uzi Majiri and the Raptors, fuck them niggas.
Yeah.
A long way.
Yeah, we got done pretty dirty. I mean, like.
All right. I know.
I'm happy it was Kawhi, though, but of course they're showing the shit right
now. Oh,
right.
My God. Showing it right now. I can't get away now. From it. Oh, my God.
Can't get away
God.
From it, man.
I know a lot of y'all, a lot of the haters out there.
Yeah, they wanted us to talk about
it. They wanted us to talk about it. We're going to talk about it real quick. You know, how about this? And, you know, it's always still trust the process.
Don't clap your hands, nigga. You are not down with the crew. You're not.
We'll get to you niggas in a second.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I mean, hey, man. It happens, bro. Like, I was really mad about it when I first saw it. And then the day after, I was still upset. But after I saw the shot, man.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, he earned it.
It is what it is, bro. Like, that's one of them things, like, you just gotta just put your hands up and just be like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. The game is the game.
The game
is
the game.
It happens to somebody, yeah. And this time it had to be us.
It was just us. Like, because, you know, it's just an amazing shot. Like, even once he shot it and I saw it go in, I felt like I couldn't be mad because it was Kawhi Leonard.
It was him who's, like, it's honestly, him. He's making his claim to be, like, the second best player in the league right now.
Yeah, like,
so
pretty clearly, too. Like,
easily top three.
Yeah. And, you know, if it was anybody else, I would have been pissed the fuck off. Like, if Mark Gasol would have made that shot, I swear to God.
I would have pissed
on the Rocky steps, bro.
Yeah,
I would have been. Oh my god!
I would be flinging my own poop around like an ape. I would literally be dookieing in my hand,
and throwing it at random people. Throwing it, like I was in prison.
It was Kawhi.
Yeah,
like if Fred Van Vliet hit that shot,
bro, I can't stand.
Oh my god!
If Fred Van Vliet would have hit that shot, bro,
I think I would.
I don't know what I would do.
I keep making poop jokes.
Yeah.
But I'd poop in a sock and fling it like a motherfucking slingshot, like David and Goliath.
Oh, my God.
I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, that would be bad.
When he hit that shot, y'all didn't even really seem upset, though. It was like more so like y'all were shocked he hit the shit.
Yeah. I was shocked he hit the shit, but then it was like, we watched it together.
No, yeah. You can hear
people. I was like, fuck.
We watched history.
Yeah,
like,
no, we did.
We
it just sucks that you were on the wrong side.
Yeah, we were on the wrong side of it. But also, we played like shit. We scratched and clawed and came back and tied the game. They had the last possession, and Kawhi got the ball.
Because
like,
the thing was,
4 seconds left at the half court.
They called the timeout, and I didn't know it was their timeout. So I'm thinking, oh, they got to go all the way up the court. Ha ha, they ain't going to get this. Nope. But then I saw them doing the I saw them walk up to the half. I was like, oh, no.
Yep.
And then Kawhi got the ball, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then he went to the corner and put up the shot, and I was like,
Embiid's all the way to the right.
I'm like, Embiid's in his face. So I got it. And then I saw the shot go, and I'm like, it hit once, and it hit twice.
Yeah, we literally watched. It sat on the rim forever.
I was comfortable until the second hit. Once it hit, when a shot like that hits more than once or twice, it's going in. So I saw my anxiety ramped up to a billion. And damn it.
Yeah,
it went in, and you know, hey man.
And it was crazy because in that situation, Ben Simmons had 5 fouls, so he didn't want to foul Kawhi. So he was like riding him, all the way to like kind of like the right side, the right wing, and then he kind of like fell off. He didn't cut him off. He kind of like sagged off, and then Embiid came up. Now, which was the better option of the two because Embiid is 7'3", and Embiid got in his face, and they did like the sports science on it. The ball was 18 feet in the air. Like that was the climax, the peak of the ball. Like 18 feet in the air. Like he just threw it. He literally threw the shit up.
He chucked the shit.
But since he takes shots like that in practice, he had the right trajectory. Like it's fucking insane. Like the percentage of him making that was literally slim to none.
It's like that Dame shot.
Slim to none. Like it was.
But crazy.
It was crazy. And he. But at the same time, I feel like if you watch basketball and you're not a San Antonio Spurs fan. You probably weren't mad at that.
You mean Raptors, right?
No. I'm talking about anybody who was watching basketball other than the San Antonio Spurs. I'm sure they were not happy for that nigga because fuck Kawhi in that city.
Yeah.
But other than that, everybody else, like, I feel like you can't be mad. Like,
nah.
Because
can't.
He doesn't do anything. He literally just minds his business.
At this point, man. Run that shit back, man. Get the team back. That shit back, bro.
Get the team back.
That's all.
Same team.
Do.
Same coach. Well, actually, no. Minor adjustments. We need another point guard.
Like,
we get some different bench players, but the starting five can stay.
Run that shit back.
Run it back, and then
now
we'll see what happens.
Moving on, the draft lottery was last night.
Yes, it was.
What is the draft lottery for those who aren't privy? You don't watch sports. The draft lottery is a thing that happens every year where they gather the worst teams with the worst records in the league, and they all like they do like a lottery to determine the draft order for the next draft. The three worst teams to have an equal chance to get the number one pick, which is in theory supposed to a method to balance out the league. So the worst teams get the best chances to get the best players and may give them a chance to be competitive again in the next season, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
So. Everybody knows the number one pick that's going to be Zion Williamson, a.k.a. BBW Julius Randle. he's the number one pick slated already. Pretty much everybody's going to see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know, if you pay attention to the basketball community, all the New York Knicks fans have just had it in their minds and manifest destiny that it was their destiny.
Niggas getting a tattoo.
To get Zion Williamson. I've seen niggas get tattoos.
That shit is
I've seen so many different Photoshops. I've seen still Photoshops. I've seen video edits. I seen a video edit where this nigga snaps his fingers and it goes from a Duke jersey to a Knicks jersey.
I seen him with Tim's on.
I seen him in pictures in Brooklyn with Dykeman bitches. I seen him with a chopped cheese sandwich in his hand. I've seen it all.
It's been all bad.
I've seen him next to KD and Kyrie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Knicks players yet. But this is what we do. This is what they do, you know?
Yeah.
I guess they didn't realize that they also share, they had the same amount to get it as two other teams.
Mm-hmm. So they had a 6% chance, right?
14.
No, well, okay, they had 14, but the Pelicans only had a 6% chance right. to get that shit.
So,
which is still pretty high.
What happened was.
So, the Knicks. Did you see how they were reacting to it? Like. So they show the Lakers get the fourth pick.
Yeah, which is like.
So they go from the bottom to the top, or like what? They start at 5? Or did they start at 14?
We started like 15, 14.
Okay. Yeah, they and then they go all the way up.
Then they take a break at 5.
Yeah. So then at the fourth pick, it was the Lakers.
Which is another reason why this shit is rigged, because it's no way them niggas should have got the fourth pick.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, that was
LeBron put the call in. He said, yo,
yeah,
you only keep making money for this league. Yeah. You'll give me something going out.
Give
here.
Me something to work with.
Give me something to work. Like, I'm still baffled at how they got that. But
it's fucking fourth, Lakers.
The Lakers. Mm. Everybody, hey!
Knicks fans going crazy. Because that mean, because does that mean that they didn't get the fourth
It's pick. A high chance yeah. that we're getting that number one.
Yeah.
So fourth is the Lakers. Yay! Yeah. Zion! Kumbaya! We are the New York Knicks. Patrick Ewing! Then the third pick comes
oh,
up.
Oh, brother.
Oh,
the premature
brother.
Ejaculation. Oh, my
God. They got edged out, boy.
Oh, listen. They blew their load.
No. They didn't blow their load. This is what happened. You know when you're trying to beat your meat, right? And you spend too much time looking for porn.
Uh-huh.
And then you get the trash nut where it just, you're not really ready. But it dribbles out. Everybody, I swear to God, every man, I don't know if ladies experience it the same way as we do. You just stroke and you're like, I'm trying to keep it. But then you're like, no. You try to stop and squeeze your dick really hard to stop it, but it's just it's dribbling
fucking,
out.
It's a fucking ad. It's like two monsters. Like, fuck.
He's like, they switch to the angle where it's just the nigga's ass and the girl's ass and it's just clapping.
All you see the camera angle, it's the nigga's face.
You just like, see the only egg you just see man ass and ball sack. And so
and there you go.
Basically, the Knicks experience man ass and ball sack. And with the number 3 pick.
Oh no, not yet.
Fuck. The New York Knicks. Them niggas got stuck with the third pick.
Shout
and
out
then
to them.
The second pick was the Memphis Grizzlies. And
Memphis
the one
Grizzlies.
Was the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yep.
Them niggas got shiked again. How many games y'all win this season, Corey?
14?
I think they won 17 games.
Yeah, something like that.
To be stuck with pick number 3.
Yeah, so. Well, the NBA. Well, the reason they said the reasoning for this is the NBA is getting rid of tanking. Like they want this shit done.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to have control over that, though.
Well, they fucking do.
Yo, Corey's zesty as shit.
But they're not supposed to have control over that. Well, they do now, and it's quite obvious.
And that's cheating.
I'm glad we got that shit while the shit was getting good.
While it was getting,
we got ours early.
Yeah, hey, fuck the Knicks forever.
I kind of want to see y'all like somewhat decent. So it's a little as long as the Celtics are doo-doo.
Nah, man, I want both of them Knicks to suck. Because
Knicks,
the Knicks fans used to be talking spicy.
The Knicks,
spicy, bro. Just because they had Melo, the niggas went. Melo was there for 7 seasons. They won 50 games one time. Every other season was just at 500 or way below.
The Knicks were 17-65 this year.
Terrible. Shout my out to them. God. This is what they get for ruining Melo's career. This is what they get.
So
this is what they get. This is what they get for thinking Pergioni was good. This is the fuck y'all niggas get.
I'm ready for the Terry Rozier era. Honestly.
Yes, in New York. Scary Terry.
Ricky and Kyrie and KD.
Okay. Yeah, right.
You're gonna get Terry Rozier to buy his hair. And I'm gonna fucking cry. You're gonna get
Terry Rozier and Marcus Morris.
I'm like, you're about to get the Celtics run over.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look
at it this way. At this point, y'all are probably gonna get RJ Barrett. Because it's gonna go Zion, Ja Morant, and then RJ.
He's gonna be James Harden.
Who?
Okay.
He said he's going to be James Harden, he says.
RJ Barrett?
He's a lefty.
RJ Barrett's going to be...
He's a lefty. And he doesn't have a mohawk.
He's Canadian.
You say RJ Barrett is going to be James Harden?
Easily.
So, moving on in the docket, we have... Since the New Orleans Pelicans have the number one pick, Zion is going to be probably going there. You saw his face. If you was watching the draft, he did not look excited to be there.
Well, he kind of did. He kind of like
laughed. He said he wanted the Knicks to get the first pick.
Oh, really?
He said that. Yeah,
he didn't want to go there. When they're thinking they go to New York, and then New Orleans, and New Orleans is not a terrible city at all. Yeah, but it's like,
It's a football city, and he likes white girls. All the white girls down there are probably gonna like Vicky Valancourt. So,
or they're gonna want
to
hang him.
Yeah, they
want to lynch him. They want to bring him to the motherfucking... They want to use him as a Mandingo fighter.
Oh, my God.
Candyland.
Yeah, they want to bring him to the... They want to bring him to the plantation.
Yikes. But this is why they're saying that he might go back to college, right?
Yeah, there are people are saying that.
Can you even do that if you put your name in the draft?
No, it's too late now. You put your name in the draft, you just can't hire an agent. I don't know if he hired an agent.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, but he could go back.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, he can go back.
Any of them niggas did, to be honest.
I mean, do you really need an agent today?
No.
You don't need an agent right now.
The internet is your agent. Yeah. You know how much everybody makes, but all you got to do is Google it, my nigga.
I don't think you need an agent until you're like in year three or four.
You don't need an agent until you sign that contract with your team.
Because everything's still rookie contract.
Nah, if you sign a rookie contract, there's a limit. It's not
you can't,
That's what I'm saying. But I'm pretty sure you can take your name out of the draft until you sign that contract. Until you sign that rookie contract, you don't have to, like there's no commitment for you.
Yeah, no, there's none, no.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like...
Or until they call his name.
A sneaker agent could finesse deals for you as far as, sneakers.
Yeah, that's one thing. He could have a sneaker deal now.
He could.
But he doesn't have that.
But people are saying he should take his name out. So how that works, we're trying to figure out how that would work because... Mm. What's his time limit on that?
I don't know the timetable.
When they call you in the draft or before you sign that contract with said team?
Well, he can watch this whole finals because the draft is until July.
Think about it. If they draft him, they just have the rights to him as a professional.
For that year.
So he could...
Yeah.
What if he quit? What if he said, I'm not playing this year. Next year, I'll go in the draft next year.
I've never seen that work for a player to go back to college. They only play professional.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Colin Cowherd, and I know I shouldn't do this.
Why the fuck did you do that?
You'd be talking about me.
But he raised a scenario that he could do because this is what he could do. He could take his name out of the draft. Mm-hmm. He could ask Pop, yo, let me play for the USA national team. And then next year, go into the draft again.
But sorry for the listeners, if y'all don't understand, when we said it's a football sport, the same person who owns the New Orleans Saints owns the
Pelicans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and they run, and the same people run both teams. So they have football people running the fucking basketball team.
Oh, that's why it's a fucking
that's why it's a shit show.
That's why?
Yes, it's a shit show down there.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. What the fuck? That's never smart.
Yeah. Ever.
And now I see why AD still wants to trade. He never changed his mind.
My cousin is really big on making fun of them because they have football people.
Yeah.
Running the basketball team.
Shout out to Pick and Pop Podcast, Sam Duesenberry.
Shout out to them.
That doesn't make any sense. I would understand because AD's been there 7 years and you kind of build the team around him just now though. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even they, this team is solid. This is the most solid team. I can't say they didn't do him right
because they gave him a year of Boogie and they gave him Drew and they gave him Rondo. They gave him Miritich one year.
And Rondo at the same time.
And they gave him Rondo. So, I mean, they did that.
They had a solid team. They could Drew do.
But Drew got to find a way out of there.
Yeah, Drew got to get out
And Drew said the only reason he stayed there it was because he came back.
Yeah, if he came back to Philly, that'd be crazy.
Oh, I would cream.
I don't know if he's a free agent.
I'd cream my jeans.
I'd cream my jeans.
If Drew Holiday found his way back into a Sixers jersey, I say by gum, I'd cream the top and the tippy top of my jeans. I'd make a motherfucking mess out of a zipper. I'd make a very cream donut glaze crust around my jeans. I'd say that. What's that nigga? Ooh, boy.
That would be nice.
I'd make the inside of my drawers like a Krispy Kreme glaze donut. But anyway, would y'all fuck with that if he did that though?
What?
If like he took his name out of the Jets and said, nah, I don't want to play with them?
Well, I wouldn't blame him.
Apparently, because how he was brought up and like the way his family, he's not pressed for money, which is like scary for
The nigga went to a private school.
Yeah, so he's not.
Oh, he got bread.
I'm not saying that, but
he's not like, I need this NBA.
Yeah, like no, the lights ain't going to be
That's off the difference. That's why this nigga came back and played after he got hurt.
Exactly.
Because a lot of the niggas that didn't have shit when he was growing up, they're like, nigga, if you don't take your ass straight to the draft, don't worry about college.
Okay, no, I'm just having fun playing basketball.
He's like, I'm just a basketball player, bro. I do this.
I just want to play ball, bro.
I just want to play ball, bro.
Yeah, so he's not pressed for money, which is another reason why it's realistic for him to literally go back.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't blame him, to be honest, because that's not where he wants to be. But also, the dangerous thing about it is you don't know where you're going to end up because the Knicks might not get the number one pick next year.
If we get one star, I don't think – because, I mean, I think this is – look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this tanking shit working out for us. It's not. It hasn't been.
It hasn't.
But we did it 1 year.
You only full out tank one year for real.
Yeah, you can't. That's never going
to
work.
Because all this time, what you've been doing is you've been trying to find this magical way of tanking, but still trying to be competitive. You can't do that.
Neither TJ McConnell or nothing.
You had to listen. Take it from us.
Yeah.
You had to do it.
The reason we in this situation.
No, we're not. Y'all were
taking and y'all were very disrespectful.
Hey man,
y'all were like cheating on the test, letting the teacher like, yeah, I'm looking.
It's like
you won't even like.
No, but when the teacher says it's an open book test,
yeah. But the problem was other teams were complaining about what y'all were doing.
Fuck them,
fucking up their money.
Fuck off.
Fuck them.
How about that?
Fuck them.
And I'll say that with my Ben Simmons and my Joel Embiid. Suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
From the butt.
Yeah, listen, man. Like, don't hate to play it again.
Hey, man. I mean, like. So, you did it 1 year just because it didn't work out for you 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it only behooves you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you get KD and Kyrie, there's no point in trying to be competitive because you niggas aren't going to win.
No, nothing.
For a minute because it's us. Look at who's in the Atlantic Division only. Just our division. It's us who's better than y'all. Brooklyn, who's better than y'all. Toronto, who's better than y'all.
Boston.
And Boston, who is better than y'all. That's just our
The Atlantic
Division of the East.
Y'all are mad competitive. Exactly. Let's not look at other teams outside of our division
like Atlanta, who's further along than y'all.
Indiana.
Orlando, who's further along
Indiana
than y'all.
Indiana, who's further along than y'all. Literally everybody.
Literally everybody.
Yeah, you just named the whole East.
Yeah, the whole East. I don't think they realize that this takes years.
It's not a one-year, two-year thing.
It's a process.
Yeah, literally.
And you gotta trust that.
And niggas were upset that the shit didn't work. What do you mean we had to be completely ass for one season? Nigga, we did it for five.
Nah, because you have to go through Michael Carter Williams.
Like, yeah, imagine that.
Michael Carter Williams got to go through Nerlens Noel. We had to go with Evan Turner. We had to go through Jahlil Okafor.
We're talking about our past number one options here.
Yeah, these are all number one, two, three.
These are all top four niggas.
These were our
guys. You understand
guys.
Me? These all were top.
Think about it.
Yo, Jahlil's a farmer now. Nerlens Noel is in Greece fucking picking roaches out of his ass. Michael Carter Williams is in Orlando trying to get tickets for Disneyland. Evan Turner is in Portland. God bless him. But he doesn't start. He's the number two player. Number two pick. That nigga was the college player of the year.
Yeah.
Right after John Wall.
You understand that?
Nigga, imagine.
These are all our top four draft picks.
Imagine. Like, the Knicks are really. Y'all niggas have the nerve to be mad.
Y'all have the nerve. Y'all picked Frank
Nigelina over Donovan Mitchell. Don't be mad at us. Be mad at your fucking selves.
I'm really pressed over that nigga.
Who? I'm not pressed over that nigga.
Who? Frank Nigelina or.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell is definitely better than that. I
understand that, but that's the Knicks weren't the only team that passed up on there. Like,
well, don't be mad at us.
I know. We passed up on them, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't be mad at the league, but look, we're fine. I'm good.
I mean, we're fine, but. Yeah,
we're not the Knicks.
We can't blame them. But we're not the
Knicks. Don't be mad at us.
Yeah. Nobody, Donovan Mitchell wasn't on nobody's radar.
Nah, yes, he was.
He
wasn't on no top.
Yes, he was.
Not at Louisville.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. The nigga was nice.
He wasn't on no top 10 radar.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I don't recall that.
Well, all right. Well, I was watching college basketball. Probably a little more than y'all. Yeah. But I knew who that nigga
definitely
was.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, I knew that nigga was nice. So.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, Louisville's a big school. We all know who Louisville is.
He was balling up. He was balling.
But it's just like the only really people I heard about was Fultz because y'all were playing with him and then ended up drafting him and then Tatum.
Oh, yeah, Markel Fultz. That nigga's trying to figure out his jump shot in Orlando next to Michael Carter Williams looking for tickets in Disneyland.
Both of them niggas like, ooh.
Both of them niggas like, yo, how much it cost to get into Epcot?
Former Sixers, bro. If you want to, we.
Former
look top at the
four
Sixers.
Y'all can have a roster of former Sixers.
Yeah,
yes.
The, yeah.
We have a starting five.
In the league right now.
Michael
All
Carter Williams.
All top five picks.
Fultz. Fucking Ja, Nerlens.
Who else?
And then Evan Turner. Yeah. That's a starting five.
You want to throw Sarge in there just because?
I mean,
because he's going.
He helped the project.
He did. Yeah, he panned out, but like he's still going. He's still part of it. Still fucked up.
That's a horrible team.
Listen, man.
That's a horrible team.
Fuck. Like,
do you think that team will be better than the current Knicks team?
What?
Nah, the Knicks will watch that.
No, come on.
The Knicks will watch that starting.
Watch Nerlens. Nerlens, Jalil.
Yeah, they will watch that team.
Evan Turner.
Yeah, the current Knicks.
Dennis Smith Jr. Yeah.
Y'all do have Dennis Smith Jr. now.
But barely, though. It will blow them out.
It'll go to overtime.
It'll have to go to a buzzer beater from DFJ.
Yeah, it'll go to OT.
Get rid of him anyway. Kyrie coming.
Yeah, he got
if
y'all want a chance.
Debatable.
Y'all need to keep both.
We don't know that.
Y'all need to keep both because Dennis Smith Jr. is still on a rookie contract.
Where's he going to go? That nigga could easily go to LeBron.
He's going to his dad, bro.
He's going to
that
his
nigga
uncle?
Apparently he said, hell no.
That nigga needs a nipple to suck
on. I doubt
on,
that.
Right?
That's what Stephen A. said.
That's the same nigga that said, I'm re-signing here if you'll have me.
Yeah, that nigga is not saying.
Y'all better stop acting like these niggas don't lie every day.
Especially Kyrie Irving.
Like,
Irving is flat.
That nigga lies to lie.
He lies a lot. He just be saying shit.
And honestly,
and he hates the press.
Be lying too.
Hell yeah. Why would I tell you my moves?
And he hates the media, so.
Nah, yeah, that's why. Yeah. All right, you got it.
He has no reason to tell y'all
niggas. Now, KD, I don't know. I mean, y'all. I don't know. I hope y'all do all right. It's funny, but I'm tired of the jokes.
It's fucking hilarious.
But I'm not really tired of it.
I'm not tired of it.
I'll never get tired of it. All right. What else? I'm done with sports. I want to get with the women on the women's subject, but I have one last thing. Mm. All right, so y'all guys know Rolling Loud was like this past week, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have y'all been aware of like all the craziness that was going on in Rolling Loud?
I wasn't aware.
Apparently it was a gang of rappers that
a lot of rappers.
I wasn't aware of this.
NBA players, just niggas acting up.
The dude off the Suns got
Josh arrested. Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he got arrested at?
Josh Jackson of the Suns, lottery pick.
A lottery pick.
Yeah. You know, he got arrested at the Rolling Loud concert for. This is such a thing that shouldn't happen to a nigga this rich. But it does, and this is so funny. Like, this is a little shit that reminds me that these rich niggas, no matter how rich they are, they're still goofy if they're goofy.
Yeah.
Josh Jackson, lottery pick, professional basketball player for the Phoenix Suns, got arrested at Rolling Loud Festival for trying to sneak into VIP without the proper pass. So he tried to sneak in multiple times without the proper representation. Mm-hmm. And he got arrested. He did it so much that they had to arrest him. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why? Why are you doing that?
Niggas is weird.
Niggas are dumb.
This is fucking weird, bro. Like,
niggas are stupid. And I guess money just makes stupid niggas even stupider.
Yeah.
Because I guess you think you can get away with it niggas because you got money.
Yeah. Niggas be entitled.
You feel entitled. You feel superior. You feel invincible, untouchable. Because I got bread. Nothing can happen to me. I got bread. My bread can fix it.
Nobody knows what the fuck Josh Jackson looks like anyway. He could walk in my house right now. I wouldn't know who the fuck he was.
Really, damn, you just tall.
Yeah,
Josh Jackson looks like, I forget who that actor. He looks like one young black actor. I can't remember his name. But he looked, if I could ever remember, he looks like somebody.
From what?
I'm trying to think.
I know he's dark skinned. I just can't think of his face.
I'm about to Google Josh Jackson looks like.
Think about the nigga from ATL.
Not him, but he's like him.
Not the nigga from ATL. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're not gonna get into it.
Don't like nobody to me.
Fuck it. But he looks like a nigga that just tries to sneak in places that he doesn't belong. He looks like somebody. he looks weird like that.
Yeah.
Even when you see his mugshot, when you look at his mugshot, I was like, I don't want
black
that.
Air Force wearing
that. Yeah, man. He looks like he got.
Ties him up to the top.
He looks like he got the Coogi jeans with the clown on the back. Oh, one of those.
The clown.
Oh yeah. He got like the studded belt with like the two holes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
Yes.
He still definitely wears basketball shorts with drawers under his jeans.
I don't know what that phase was, but I used to do that.
I used to do that dumb shit,
what
too.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know what that was. Maybe because you was like, I'm always ready to ball.
Yeah.
You know? But I was fat. I didn't. Wasn't doing no physical activity. I wasn't ready to ball.
I used to wear my whole game uniform. Well, I used to wear like the bat, like just the shorts, and then like throw the jersey on afterwards. So
I would literally like get up, take a shower, put underwear on, basketball shorts, the jeans over said basketball shorts. What the fuck was we doing? And I'm doing this to go to school and sit in a desk all day and come right back home. I wasn't stopping off at the courts. I was sitting my ass in desk after desk, then go to gym to take off those shorts to put on another smellier pair of shorts to do gym shit in.
And then take
come back, spray my nuts with Axe body spray. Put on said earlier shorts with jeans to sit in more desks, to sit in a bus seat to go home. Yo, the public school system was criminal because, like, they really didn't give us no time to shower after the gym.
Some people had gym
first period gym needs to be illegal.
Illegal.
Bro. Illegal.
Gym should be outlawed before noon. Any gym period, if you're not, yo, they really did not let us shower.
No.
They made us run around.
There wasn't time. There was no time.
And this is teenage. This is peak stank ass. This is peak stank ass years. We're running collected sweat on our preteen.
That is running a mile.
We're running miles of sweat collecting on our teenage nuts. Building up.
It was nasty.
And then, you got 30 seconds 30 to get seconds. Drafted for the next bell.
Yeah, that shit was insane.
To be around other members of functioning society.
Yeah, niggas had to go to lunch after that.
How are we supposed to function? Fucking stinking. How are we supposed to function?
I don't know. It didn't make sense.
Yo. And the fucked up part is our school had showers.
Yeah.
The showers were right there, but they wouldn't give us no time to use them shit. I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They like, I didn't even see our showers turn on.
Do kids in high school, do they shower after gym anymore?
I don't think that's a thing. That was a thing back in the day.
I guess they're not allowed.
Honestly, I don't know.
I want to know who fucked that up. Like, cause
the niggas just people probably just started raping, bro.
What? What?
It had to be some type of like. Huh? It had to be some type of like situation for that to happen.
What?
Deadass. Something must have happened.
Who's this sick motherfucker that ruined it for the rest of us? That, we gotta walk around with motherfucking swamp
stank
ass.
Stank ass.
Swamp nut.
Either harassment or just straight bullying. One or the other. You know it had to be something bad. That's obviously. Crazy, unfortunately.
That's creepy.
It is, like, right? Yo, it's fucked up.
If y'all know of anybody in high school, the high schoolers, if high schoolers listen to the podcast... If you know of high school, your brother's sister's high school, do y'all take showers in
gym? I highly doubt it.
Because, like, if not, what do y'all do to prevent stinkiness at the gym? Because it confounded me during those days. It still confounds me. I don't know what I would do. What would we do?
It was probably nasty. You know, it's probably a nasty-ass gym teacher that ruined it for everybody. Bet money. That's what I mean. Not that's necessarily true. Like a rape, right, but so harassment or bullying, something.
Put us in that situation today. How would you prevent that? Not trying gym? That's the only thing I can think of.
How do you prevent, like...
being smelly in gym. Like, coming out of the gym class stinking. How do you prevent that? All I can think of is not doing anything in gym like the girls.
The only way to really do it is if you bring, like, if you have an extra pair of underwear... You bring deodorant. You put on deodorant before and after gym, and you just wipe yourself completely off. Like you just use your gym shirt, wipe yourself off, bring a new gym shirt to class.
Bro, it was some people that wouldn't even get changed. They wore to gym, and then they put a blue bag on and go to class.
And just fuck, just be out.
Like they, I mean,
Hold on, they what?
All right, so let's just say you have gym, right?
Right.
That same.
I wear my shorts and my jeans, and my shorts and my jeans.
No, when your white tee and your shorts that you had, right? You would just put your book bag on after, and then go to class, and then you would leave those clothes in that same locker, get it later, or put it in a bag and leave. I've seen people do that. I'm not throwing no names out there, but we all know somebody.
I've seen it.
Yeah, but we've seen it. I'm not judging because I don't give a fuck, nigga.
I got my regular school clothes on. Go to gym. Put on the gym uniform on.
Yeah.
After gym is over, leave in my gym uniform to be around the mess. A functioning society didn't go back and get my original clothes later?
Nah, you would just have
put
them
underneath or something. Or, have it in a bag.
I've
definitely seen
people. Yeah,
I'll tell you off pod one. But I've seen other people do that before him.
Wow. Niggas are dirty.
Listen, you knew niggas was dirty. Didn't you just see
You know what
I see the joint on Twitter that was talking about how she only showered like once a week, right?
No, the person that you mean the white one that's talking about why do we wash? Are you supposed to wash your legs?
Do you wash your legs?
Yes.
You're supposed to wash. You wash your whole body, bitch.
Everything.
Shit didn't make any
dirty
sense.
Dirty whore.
You fucking nasty fucking shit. Like what?
And then I saw the one scene. She's like, it wasn't bath day. Bath day. Bath. Dang.
Fucking adults, bro. We're talking about adults, not adults.
30-year-old people.
We're not talking about a cat.
She said it's bath day. There's Monday, Tuesday, bath day, Thursday, Friday, bath day.
Kill yourself.
What?
What are you?
Die.
What are you talking about?
Depending on what state you live in, that's really bad. Because if she lives in like a hot state, like Florida.
I don't give a fuck if you was in Vermont in the middle of December. Bath
wash
day?
Yourself. Wash yourself.
Wash day.
Yeah. Where did it come from that?
From filth.
Yeah, the Vikings are mere being fed lung. Totally.
Yeah, Mike been saying it.
Look him up. Amir, a being fed lung. He told you about these fucking dirty Vikings. They're disgusting.
That shit is nasty.
The descendants of these Celtic dirt balls.
Yep.
Do not trust. She said fucking bath.
Bath day.
Day.
Imagine designating a day.
A day for ass washing.
This is just nasty. In the year of 2019.
She says, today is personal development day. Today is my workout day. Then it's my bath day. Then it's my day I work on my resumes. And then it's
Netflix
Thursday. And then bath day.
I'm telling you, church. I know people really be doing that because people be coming to the gym smelling horrible. Horrid. So I know they really be doing that shit. That's a fact.
Alright, so you it's gave nasty. Your idea. What's your idea if you were a kid to avoid smelliness of gym?
Deodorant, that's it. I mean that's what more can you really do?
I just thought of a way. It's expensive.
No, I'm already not doing
it. Not that expensive, actually. It's like $1 or $2.
Mm-hmm. Back then?
Yeah, but
I was pressed for $1.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I think you ask your parents, they'll hook you up.
Yeah, no, of course.
So this is what it is. You get a whole bunch, like a dollar's worth, like of those wet wipes.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
You wipe the fuck out of your ass and balls at the gym. And then you get like some baby powder, freshen up the area, deodorant.
I think there's people are probably doing that though.
I think that's
it's
like a whore shower.
The best and the worst. I had first period and then I had seventh period.
Really? Seventh period gym.
I never had the middle one. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, I had the middle.
Oh, that's best. Seventh period. You're going home.
Yeah, I've had a seventh period gym. Go straight the fuck home.
Yeah, I don't remember having a first period. Where it was like, You gotta deal with this. I had a mid and then the end.
I think I had a first period gym one time.
That's awful. Like if you were a nasty fuck, either you
need gym though. Like it's very pivotal. And as I got older, I saw how pivotal mm-hmm. it is to like
develop. It's very necessary.
It's very necessary because mm-hmm. like especially you guys know my college background or whatever. Like we didn't leave the dorm. We didn't have a reason to. Mm-hmm. There were no parties or anything. So obviously my freshman year. We were playing like flag football in the spring semester, mm-hmm. bro. The first day, we all pulled our hamstrings. We weren't in shape.
Yeah,
we were playing. There's no gym class, nigga. Yeah, like nah, just yeah. That's what I'm saying. Shit gym crazy. Class eliminates.
Mm-hmm. Eliminates what?
Nah, just doing physical activity.
You lost me at physical activity. Oh boy. Anyway, what else? All right. So we got a couple lady topics. Mm. One fun, one not so fun, not a little serious. But let's do the serious one. Yeah.
Let's get the serious. So we can knock it out of the park with the
last. Yo, no disrespect.
What's all doing? Shout out to Mark Jackson.
And he's so sick he's for that.
Sick.
He's like, and I knock it out the
park. And I knock it out the park.
Like he's like, just so if you didn't know.
That's why he's black. Why he's blackballed. That's why nobody's hiring him. Yeah. Disrespecting LeBron's wife.
Disrespecting your players. And I knock it out the park.
Yeah.
Niggas no disrespect. With all
knock
disrespect.
LeBron's wife out the park.
Oh, so
Jesus. Christmas.
So I don't know the full details of what's going on. But in Alabama, and I think in Georgia as well.
Yeah, it's a couple of the states. I think it's Ohio, too.
Yeah, they're doing an abortion ban?
Literally banning
abortion. Like, literally abortion ban and like...
They just signed it today, so it's a law now.
No, they signed the abortion ban today where it's like, you can't get an abortion past 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's basically...
A five-week pregnancy.
Yeah,
like, if you're pregnant for 5 weeks or longer,
yeah.
You can't get an abortion.
And a lot of women don't find out until, like, after 8.
Nah, I heard, like, 6 is, like, very early.
Listen, I've had, as someone who's had plenty of pregnancy scares...
Nasty.
I have... Hey, man. It was my journey.
It was my journey. Are you good?
I didn't hear shit to at least 2 months.
Damn, yeah.
And that's what, 8 weeks?
8 weeks, yeah.
Like 5 weeks, you'll never, like you, that's you so, have to have the, to be like,
you gotta have a
to know
sense.
At 5 weeks, you have to know it in your body. Not a like,
sense, but you know what I mean?
You gotta be like a Jedi to know if you're pregnant like, at 5 weeks.
I said a third sense, sixth sense, I'm sorry. Yeah, but like, in order to really pick that up,
yeah,
you're probably not going to. Like, and they at didn't all. Take, they didn't think about all the women. Who, you know, who, like, there was one senator who was talking about his niece, and she was pregnant, and he said at first everything was fine. Then she had a doctor's appointment, and they found out that the baby did not have enough amniotic fluid being produced in the sac or whatever, and that the baby also didn't have a bladder or a kidney. So when the baby was going to be born, he would have been born alive, but he would have suffered for 2 to 3 days and then died. So you're saying like these people don't take in consideration of you know certain things that can happen during a pregnancy, like, what if a woman- and that's just a medical reason. There's an 11-year-old girl in Ohio right now who's pregnant and can't get an abortion.
Was she raped?
Yes, she's 11.
That's disgusting.
She's 11.
Like, listen,
that shit is crazy. And you're saying she can't get an abortion? It's a crime.
Like, what is wrong with you? Like, listen, this is. And I'm gonna try to be like on some shit. Like, this is not like a.
It's not cool.
Like a political podcast or like a feminist type of. But like, it's, yo,
right is right and wrong.
Right is right is wrong is wrong. Like, that's all there is to it. Us as men, and this is a lot of people that are on this Senate and all these people are proving
these lives. It's literally men, all men.
White men, mostly. Because I saw the black men, they voted against the shit. But like, men in general, yo, we need to stop policing what women do with their fucking bodies, man.
Yeah, in all aspects.
Like, let them do, like...
In all aspects,
man. All aspects. You can judge them for what they do with some things. You can
judge anybody. Do
like, you can judge anybody for anything. You can have your opinions of what they do. You can have your thoughts and ideas. But you can't, impose and control what women do with their body. You can't police what a woman does with her body. Like, you can't tell a woman what she can't do. And like what her choices are in an event that she has an unwanted pregnancy. Like, what type of backwards shit is that?
It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. It's so asinine.
Like, a woman is raped, she's supposed to live with that. Like, even though she's probably not ready to have a child and she's not ready to support a child, what's she gonna do? She's gonna either bring a baby up in a miserable life,
and then put that child in a system where there's already 500,000 kids.
Yeah, that aren't cared for.
Yeah, like
they aren't cared for. They never get out. Yeah,
I hate these people. They fake care. They don't really care.
They don't care. They trying to spread their agenda. I don't even know what's to gain out of what is to gain.
Nothing. That's exactly.
I'm trying to find. I know it's money, but where's the money in child care? And is it in?
Son,
where's the money do you think to there's possibly gain from this?
Do you think there's possibly a coincidence? Because I just saw a report saying that this is the lowest birth rate in like 30-something years.
No, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think, honestly,
there's only that, 32 million babies born this year.
I think that's because we're just smarter now.
Yeah.
Like, millennials...
We have more things available to us. Like,
we have...
B, like,
and we have
it's also more expensive to
like,
have babies.
Like, our grandparents. Like, my grandmother had like 7 kids.
Yeah.
You ain't seeing that today. And if it does happen today, we're making fun of you.
Somebody like you have more than like 3 kids.
What are you doing?
Like, what the fuck? Ew. Yeah. Like, you look like.
You look immature.
You look like an idiot. Like, you don't. Are you have your shit together? Like, when you're in your 20s, you're allowed to have 2 without niggas looking at you.
Two maximum.
2.
If you got 3, I'm looking at you.
You're allowed to have 2 in 1 whoops. Anything past that, you.
Facts, yeah. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. You're nasty.
And I think, I know back in my grandparents, had like 6, 7, 8, 9 brothers and sisters.
Yeah, that's true.
But back then, that was like, more kids means more help on the farm. Dead ass. Like, grew up in Virginia. Like, more kids mean more help, more workers, more hands.
Yeah, and it was just so much cheaper to have a child back then.
It's more expensive to have kids now. We have way more, like, protection options and birth control options than ever created before. I'm pretty sure niggas are pulling out better nowadays.
I'd hope so.
Like, yeah, I don't think that has anything to do. I think we just have a lot more available to us, and then like the opinion on like having children has changed, especially with our generation, like in with the millennials and whatnot. Like you said, like if you have more than 2, niggas look at you like, ugh.
Yeah.
But let me get your spin on this. Like, obviously, the people who are passing these laws, they're spearheaded by like Republicans. Now, I was talking about this today with my parents. Like, if you look at like some of these white women that are complaining about this, like, you voted for these people to put them in a position to do this to you. Right? You're voting against your own interests. So it's just like, I'm only going to have so much sympathy for you in that situation. Obviously, black women are going to be affected by it too, and that's not right. But, you know.
You can't, I understand. But,
because like, Democrats don't believe that.
It's too many women that don't align with that thing and that are going to be affected. Than women who do align with that thing that are going to be affected. Because the women that do align with that thing, they don't give a fuck because they want to have babies. If they don't think abortion's wrong, they don't see them as a part of that. Okay? Like, They don't care about the liberal women, white women that want to, you know, do their thing. And it, as is their right. Yeah. You know what I mean? All women are affected by this. And they're not, they think about themselves and their section of society only.
Yeah.
And they think other people as the other.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't know how we can go. I don't know if I can do anything, we can do anything. But if you're in Alabama, you're in Georgia, you're in any of those states being affected, I hope y'all can find a way to see if y'all can get this repealed, because that's disgusting.
I think a lot of states are about to get sued by, I forget what it's called.
And I hope they do. Because
they can definitely get sued for this.
This is a direct opposition to Roe versus Wade, which is like, it's wrong. Like, it's wrong to police human bodily, what they can do with their bodies. Like,
man, it's already bad enough that women have to pay for tampons.
Yeah, like that's like they can't.
They have period. That's natural.
Like
they all have it, unless they have a medical condition. Wild. They all have it, and they have to pay for something that's a necessity. Like it's like paying for air.
We gotta pay to like,
this exists. That shit is crazy. Listen, man, this country's backwards.
Yeah, super backwards. But we got all this. You see how quick, and you know what's crazy? You see how quick they got abortion out of here, but we still can't get gun control laws, and niggas are dying.
Can't get a gun
every day.
You see the police officer who was in Texas
and shot the pregnant lady.
Nah, that we'll get to that. But it was a police officer, and he was just driving by, and he seen a black dude in his lawn, and just pulled over. Like, oh
yeah, you have a warrant.
He was like, bro, you didn't even ask me my name.
Yeah, he's like, bro, I don't even live around here. Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's like, I'm not from this state. He was like, the dude had a warrant out,
and he was calling him the wrong name and everything.
Yeah, he's like, bro, that's not my name.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, like he saw this nigga in the front of his yard.
Just chilling with the dog. He was walking his dog.
Yeah, he thought he was one person, and he was not that person. And
so how did that end?
He just had his hands on him. I didn't even finish watching the video, bro.
I don't want to watch it.
He didn't die.
Nah, he didn't die.
He don't even know my name until I have a warrant.
What did he do?
That's what I'm saying. For what? For what? I don't even live in Louisiana, so
I
you don't know my name, so how can you tell?
That's crazy. I watched this label.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
He just ran up on him and said, You
have
Fred Jones. Nigga, I'm not. Are you Fred Jones from Louisiana? No. That's.
Now, when I saw that situation, me personally, I'm going to just give him my ID so he can get the fuck out of my face. But at the same time, you have no right to just come up to me, start putting your hands on me, and demanding who I am. Like
cool, because you're like you're not trying to have it escalate.
Yeah,
I feel like a part of that you enabling that officer.
Exactly. Yeah.
You do it
like
because you so.
Yeah.
And that's the insidious part of it. It's like if you comply,
there's a right way to do things.
Like if you comply in that fashion.
Mm.
All right, you're getting the heat off you, but you telling them that nigga that that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's just say Julian does that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm having a bad day. I'm on one, right? Not even, like, on no tough guy shit, but I'm having a bad day. Then he approached me like that. Like, bro, like, no.
Offers a lot of
shit. Like, I could die.
Yeah.
Die. Like, niggas have died. Yeah. People have died.
All the time. Like, a lot of these officers don't know how to de-escalate situations. They don't know how to approach a lot of situations.
Well, a lot of these cops are people.
They don't know how to talk.
They don't get put through a proper training, number one.
They're not even that, bro.
And they're just.
I'm not even a fan that you shouldn't be policing areas you're not from. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, where we're from, but we don't really have police brutality here. Because the officers that are from here, we went to high school with them. We have a rapport with them.
Yeah.
Like, but if you get fucking. Such and such, who's from Morristown, and then you stick him in Camden. He already gonna be on one.
Yeah, because he know.
Yeah, from around there.
Because all his life he's had this image of Camden.
Yeah.
I'm
not saying Camden ain't like that. It is, but like you're not from there.
You're not from there.
Like,
so
honestly,
you're
that's
gonna
the
be
stigma
a,
against
quick triggers.
That's the stigma against the hood. Like, yes, the hood is it's rough areas, but like. 9 times out of 10, niggas do not bother niggas. Like, if you're not looking for shit, a lot of this crime comes from just beef, just
broke. No, from being broke,
from being broke. But like niggas that have beef with each other, it's very rare that niggas is just walking around just knocking random niggas inside the head for no reason.
I would feel more comfortable walking down a block in Camden than walking in a upper echelon neighborhood in Morristown.
Yeah, that's because you're black.
Yeah, man.
Like I go.
Somebody's gonna call.
Family, look, I've been in North many a time. Like, nigga, just If you look like you want trouble, you niggas will bring it to you. Exactly. If you look like you pussy and niggas can rob you and get away with it, they're going to do it. But if you just mind your business and you just, nobody really want to bother niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when they know, especially if you're white, you're good. If you're white, you can go anywhere because niggas are not going to touch you. Mm-hmm. Because if they touch a white person, that means the whole block getting lit up. The cops are coming in, and they running that shit down, and nobody wants that type of time.
Nope.
So, yeah. I don't know. White people, get it together, man. I don't know how it always gets to that, but we always end up just, white people, get it together.
Please.
And
for the sake of yourselves.
As far as the last lady topic, I think the last topic we're going to talk about for today.
Yeah.
I saw this question on Twitter, which is very intriguing. And I said, let me bring this to my good brothers on the podcast. And whoever listens, if you want to reply with your answer to this question, you can hit us up on all our social media. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The Twitter at NTSPod. Hit us up with your answer on there. You get our personal Twitters, Michael O'Keefe, DJ LZ. Yep. Are you at a point in your life where you want to put your Twitter out?
Yeah.
All right. Corey B. Flying. It's KOREE.
B.
The letter B underscore flying with no G at the end. Corey B. Flying. Mm-hmm. So hit one of us up. Hit the podcast page up. Hit the Instagram up at Not That Serious Pod with your answer. So, the question on Twitter was, I don't know who's the original tweet. I'm sorry. I can't credit you. I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. But this is not my question. I didn't come up with this. So she said, what is the worst thing? She said, fellas, what is the worst thing a woman has ever said to you, either out of spite or out of anger? And I saw the various answers. I was like, And then I thought that I got to thinking about my own life, and I was like,
"Huh? What is the worst thing?" Like,
no, because it really made me look at myself.
Yeah,
and it made me think of the people I was dealing with, and I was like, at first it was like, "Damn, these chicks." I was messing with some chicks that were like really foul. Da 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 da. But then I had to think, even I usually don't think like this, what did I do? What could even I know, possibly
I usually don't think like
no, this. No, I usually don't think like this. Like this with accountability. Especially like
I usually don't think with this level of
like
respect.
Like my past relationships, like, I don't think with account. Because I was a young boy in most of them. Like, I was trash until I was about... I'm keeping it a buck. Like, I was a trash nigga. I'm realizing now,
yeah.
Like, emotionally and relationship-wise, like, I was like, I'm a sweet dude and I'm giving, but when I'm not into it, I'm trash. But I think I was trash until I would say about...
It's 2019.
I'm 26. Mm-hmm. It's 2019 now. I want to say I was trash until about 2015, 16. Maybe 2014.
Mm-hmm.
After, because, like, I remember, like, things women said to me.
Like what?
Like, crying, like listen, women have threatened to kill me. Absolutely, I've been threatened, like, with death.
Oh, my God.
And women threatened to kill themselves. Like, if I would leave.
Do you be doing?
I eat pussy pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what does it?
Yeah, I do the G-spot tricks.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got to know the G-spot tricks.
Yeah. No, I'm just playing. But, no, I don't know. Like, I found myself to be like, I don't know.
How the fuck do you get in that situation to the point?
No, because like, when I'm with a girl, back then in my life, I always knew, like, I guess the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I, I just swindle a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Not swindle, but like...
Yeah, swindle.
No, not swindle.
Sounds like you were swindling.
But like, I would be not as genuine as I thought I was being.
You were scheming.
Like, in the moment when I was a young boy, I thought I was being genuine with my feelings. But now, looking back, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. I was really just putting on the front a lot of these chicks. Mm-hmm. But I remember one girl, like, me and her, we were legitimately over. Like, I've had it with her, she had it with me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yo, bro, I'm done. And she literally hit me with the, yo, if you leave, I'm going to swallow this bottle of pills and I'll fucking kill myself. And I was like,
that is abuse.
I was like,
that's toxic.
I was like, yo, I love you too.
I'm like, yo, that's, and that's like, a good idea.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Did you say fuck off and leave?
I'm surprised you ain't hit her with a Bible verse. Jesus said that if you kill yourself,
you kill him.
You kill him.
And the spirit within you.
And you go to hell.
No, because like...
Now.
Because like, what do? You can't say like, well, make sure you drink some water.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't sure you come
you,
back.
Make sure you drink some water with those pills, bitch. And then I get a text late at night talking about motherfucking... Man. Motherfucking Marissa is dead.
Yeah, nah, you don't want that.
Not me.
What about you?
Craziest thing, I don't know, man. Like, craziest thing. Nothing like that. Like, I never got I'm gonna kill myself or I'm gonna kill you. I never got, like, threats.
It could even be, like, somebody trying to shit on you. Like, yeah, it's just, like, the worst thing. Like, something that a woman said to you that's gonna stick with you. Like, that's bad. Like, that's, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've had one of those moments too. Like a girl, oh yeah,
she tried to shit on you. Like,
not shit on me. Like she. All right, this is not really, I guess, a bad moment. Mm-hmm. But this is like when I had a girl, and then I was just being a fuck nigga. Like, mm-hmm. not like I was cheating on her, but I was just like
going through the motions,
and she could obviously tell.
Yeah,
and like, yeah, so. I just remember one day she was talking to me. She's just really just pouring her heart out.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving her anything. Yeah. I was like, really? And now I look back, I'm like, yo, Mike, you were a piece of fucking human garbage in that moment. Like, I promise you, my nigga, I feel so horrible to this day. I wish I could find her and say sorry. Mm-hmm.
But you see how long it took you to even get to that?
Yeah, moment? But like, I shouldn't feel like that because, like, as men, we shouldn't have to do that, but it's like,
yeah.
Is that our problem as men? I don't know. But I remember this girl, she's just crying. She's like, yo, you play so many games. Why the fuck do you do this to me? I love you so much, and all you do is fucking play games. I don't understand. And like, she's crying. Like, she's
and you sitting there like Caesar when he was in the
room. And I'm just sitting there. Just
looking at her
like,
are you going to fucking stop or?
I'm just sitting there like, yo. Did the McRib come back?
They gonna bring back the spicy nuggets or what?
Yeah,
what the fuck? Any day now,
Chad. I was just like, bro, are they gonna bring the fruity shades back, the tricks, or what? What the fuck are they playing? Like, all right, so Final Fantasy XII dropped 2 years ago, and I just saw the trailer for 13 2 weeks ago. So I'm going to estimate, all while this woman is pouring her heart out to me, I'm estimating when Final Fantasy 13 is going to drop for the PlayStation 4. I'm like, for 3. I'm like, bro.
So what happened? Like, did...
We broke up that day. Like, she never talked to me again. Well, we talked after that.
It was never the same.
We pieced it up, like years later. Like, mm-hmm. we cool now mm-hmm. as humans, but I still feel like I should find her and say sorry.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, man,
What'd you do? Pat her on the head like, hey, it'll be okay.
It'll
be okay.
I really just gave her some bullshit. I was like, yo, I'm sorry. But I said it like that.
like that.
Like
you owe me, like I owe you something.
Yeah, like I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's crazy.
And I just see the tears in her eyes flowing, and all I gave her was, I'm sorry. That's how shit. That's how shit 20-year-old Mike was.
Oh my god. Ugh.
I mean, and the nerve to be fucking a fat slob and treat women like that. The nerve of me. I should be a sweet prince the way I look. The fuck? Who the fuck did I think I was? And she was a pretty girl.
You probably wasn't even eating pussy good yet, bro.
Oh, no, I was like,
that's why she was acting like that. You knew what you had. Yeah, Mike knew what he had.
I was fully coming
into... Mike knew he had the mouth.
I was fully coming into my own around those days. I was fully realizing my powers. It was like when Thanos put in that last Infinity Gem.
Damn near killed yourself.
That was me with my tongue and my fingers back then.
Damn near killed yourself with that power.
I can make them come in 40 seconds!
But do you ever think about like how your actions like affect her?
Yeah.
Because the only reason I'm saying is
because... Yeah. I feel bad. Like, because when I look at my relationship now, because I'm really happy.
Man, shout out to your queen.
And I'm not even trying to say this on the phone. Like, I'm really happy and I love my girl. And I'm happy and I'm just trying to think about... It makes me think of what I am, who I am to have come to this point. Mm-hmm. And my journey through my relationships and my dealings with women. And how... I don't know how I've come to be who I am today and how I want to proceed forward as the man I want to continue to be. Okay. And I just look at shit back then and I'm like, oh man, I never want to be as shitty as I was to those girls because to my girl now. Mm-hmm. Because if I ever was as shitty like that and I couldn't live with myself hurting her the way I hurt them.
That's a good sign.
I could not live myself knowing that I hurt her.
Listen, man.
Hurt my girl out the way I hurt
them. Self-awareness.
You know, and the only reason I ask that is because we all know a girl. Well, we all know her. I ain't gonna say her name, but like her boyfriend recently cheated on her, right? And I saw a message about her saying how she's been taking pills because she just wants to go to sleep because she's so like in so much pain and like she don't feel like she's worthy. And it's just like... And it made me look at him funny now. Like, you don't even know what you did to her mentally.
What you do.
Yeah, like, you just do shit.
Like,
yeah.
You just living.
I'm not even close to her.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that I saw her write that to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's what she's going through. It's just like, fuck.
Niggas be selfish, bro. Niggas do not be thinking about...
And I was like, yo... And just like you said, LZ, fucking self-awareness, man. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And it may take you some years and some time, but like when you do it, it's such a powerful thing. Yeah. I think it's like one of the single most powerful things you can have and hope to achieve within yourself is self-awareness, self-observation, self-criticism, self-analysis. Mm-hmm. To be able to look in the mirror and like, okay, these are the things I did wrong. These are the things I want to improve on. I think your life will just be grander tenfold when you apply that every day, man.
Facts.
And
I don't have any like stories like that. I mean, I try not to take things personal. So like, or if somebody says something to me, I'll understand. Like, okay, I get why such and such. You know, this might have made somebody feel a certain way, but like, I don't know. I think I just, in that realm, I think I just matured like kind of fast. I don't know how, I'm not sure why, but I was never that type of person to just like do something and not think about it. Or just not like think about the outcome of like, okay, if I say this to her, then she's going to act like this. And then that, like, that's how I always thought. Like, all right, if I do this, it's not going to end well because she's going to think this and then that. Like, I was one of them niggas that always overanalyze shit.
It's better to overanalyze and underanalyze.
Yeah, I know.
Runs the risk of you saying some reckless shit.
Exactly.
Just going off emotion.
Exactly. And I was just...
And I used to think like that too, but like that whole like not taking things serious, but like I did it to the max.
Yeah.
To where like... you look like a heartless fuck.
Yeah.
Because I had that moment where she, this girl's crying to me, and I'm literally just, I'm not even there. I'm not even in the conversation. My mind's off somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just looking, I'm waiting for her lips to stop moving.
So just I waiting can for her to shut the fuck up.
And it's crazy. I'm thinking like that.
Yo, shut the
In my mind, it's like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. But this girl is giving
she's looking,
everything. Like, she's up all night with this.
Yeah.
She's up all day. She's been struggling with this for days and days.
You are not giving
and
up.
And I'm not giving her a fuck all thing. Ooh, man, that's a sick thing. I'm so glad I'm not that dude no more, man.
I'm happy you're not that dude anymore.
20-year-old Mike was a fucking piece of human refuge. Yuck. Yeah, I spit on you, 20-year-old Mike. I rebuke thee from 6 years in the future. I rebuke thee. Because,
Ooh-wee. Well, cool. Shout out to you in self-awareness.
Cool, you got any one of those? You care not to get into
it. Yo, the way he just
he's like, I have too many.
Which one do you want?
He said,
make a whole podcast.
If you want me to do date, go from date wise.
I remember she didn't say it to me, but like, it's like, you know how you are, you just said that you don't take anything personal. I'm the total opposite. Like, if you come at me, like, you better come, because I'm coming right back. So I'll never forget the night I got engaged, right? Somebody in her life, like a mother figure, maybe like 15 minutes after we got engaged, y'all were there. She was like, she pulled her aside and was like, you sure you want to do this? I don't think that you should do this. You need somebody that could take care of you. You could do better.
You heard all
this? Wow. Now she told her this.
Oh, yeah. On the side.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, a few months later.
How'd you find out? She told you?
The day after. Because she was acting weird after that.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few months later, she took her advice.
Damn.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Well, you know, win some, you lose some.
That hurts.
Not really. I mean, I we're not gonna cook on that. But,
We're not gonna let that cook. But it's
what a depressing note to end on.
Listen. It's like the video when we put the clown makeup on.
I can't even think of a joke to end on. I don't know. Fucking butt plugs. Say something.
Nah, squirting and farting. Squirting and farting.
Gripping and hugging.
Gripping and hugging. And sliding. Your doo-doo hole. Your dookie hole is soaking wet.
Oh, let's run it back. That's what we're going to do. We're going to run that back. And now, the second time for your listening pleasure, Gripping and Farting by Kai Jag.
I'm licking my lies, sitting here playing the silent, by laying you on your stomach and tuning that big old red ass up and spreading and folding them big old red ass cheeks.
Spreading them big old red ass cheeks.
Squirting and farting, squirting and farting, squirting and farting. Got that dookie hole soaking wet.
Soaking wet.
Soaking wet. Throwing that back and it's gripping and hugging.
Gripping and hugging. Gripping and hugging.
And I'm making it grip and fart. Grip and fart. Grip and fart.
The pause. Oh my gosh. He was going in.
Oh, he was on a roll.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Kai Jag, and shout out to that solitary confinement cell that you need to be in.
Shout out to those four walls, nigga, because you don't deserve anything.
Shout out to that motherfucking meatloaf surprise you had for lunch with that roach-filled milk. Because you need to be under the jail, you nasty bastard.
Sporting and hugging. Gripping and hugging.
Gripping and farting. Dookie hoes. So
who the fuck was he fucking before he got in there?
Who let you fucking, like, yo?
It had to be a nigga. If you say dookie hole, you
dookie?
Fucking. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you're fucking niggas
on the inside.
You're
fucking
niggas
in jail for
harassment.
He definitely was like assault battery.
something physical. Armed robbery.
He wasn't in there for tax evasion, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I'll tell you
that. He was in there for something.
He wasn't in there for blowing a traffic sign.
Something physical, not for parking tickets. That nigga was in there for something physical with his hands. He put his hands on another human being and changed them. Don't know how he changed them, but he did something.
Yo, he said he put his hands on a human being and changed him.
Dead ass.
Forever. That nigga definitely in there fucking nigga. But shout out to him.
Shout out to Kajag.
Hopefully you get the help you need, my nigga, because woof. Man, self-awareness.
All right. Yeah. Well, guys, you already know what that is. Mm-hmm. That's another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast.
Another roller coaster ride.
Another roller coaster ride on this, on the theme park called the podcast. And I'm one of your gracious hosts, Big Mike.
You sound ashamed of yourself.
I'm ashamed of a lot of. I don't know. Because I'm thinking about.
You had to sleep on this one.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to sleep good after this one. I'm going to have nightmares of how shitty I was to this girl.
Oh, man. But I am.
Babe, yeah. If you listen to this episode, please understand I'm not that guy anymore.
Oh, man. I hope not.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm DJ ELZEE.
So follow us on our respective Twitters, Instagrams, our personal Instagrams. Mm-hmm. For you can find Corey on Twitter at CoreyBFlying, KOREE, letter B, underscore flying with no G. You want to do the IG too?
Corey underscore the pilot.
Yeah.
Corey underscore the pilot. All right. Then you follow the Twitter for the podcast at NTS Pod. Hit us on our website, ntspodcast.com, where you can find links to all our streaming services, where we're at. You can find links to the merch, which new merch is coming soon.
Yes, it is.
You can find links to our PayPal. You want to throw a little cash on our ass?
Man, do that.
You know, do that. You know what I mean?
I'll send you a twerk video.
And I'll send you a link to the OnlyFans right now.
What's up?
Where we got motherfucking Corey the pilot blowing bubbles out of his butt through a funnel. If you want links to that,
Hit us up. Send us some money.
Send us some money, and Corey will give you the honey. You can find the Instagram at Not That Serious Pod, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, LinkedIn Radio, not LinkedIn, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio,
all that good stuff, whatever you want, we got it.
Anywhere you want to hear a podcast. 9 times out of 10, we are on that shit. You heard me? Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell one more friend, because that's how we grow. And again, we love y'all. Thank you for the support. We appreciate y'all. And we will see y'all next time, next week. Same time and place.
Yeah.
Peace.
Stay gripping and hugging, squirting and farting.
Ripping and hugging.